So kiss, stand through, don't be no drag. Take a fool's advice and stay out of that bag.
Yeah, James Brown. Come on, James. Stay in school. It's a message we've been trying to get across to kids, especially inner city kids, for decades. Education really is the answer. The answer to the future is in education, but you have to stay in school if you're going to get the education. The dropout rate, as you know, in Petersburg and the city of Richmond is incredibly high. I want to say the city of Richmond, didn't we see guys, something like 43%, somewhere in that general range, of kids who are dropping out, which kind of qualifies it as a dropout factory. Dropout factory. We're told 1 out of 10 high schools in this country qualify as dropout factories. It's tough enough if you don't have a college education. It's virtually impossible if you don't have a high school education. Bill Milliken has written a book called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. He's also the founder of Communities in Schools, which is a group that fights dropout rates. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good morning.
What have you found to be effective in keeping kids in school?
Well, it starts with relationships that every kid needs to know there's an adult who really cares that they make it. And so it's relationships that change people, not the programs. And we found a way to create healthy relationships between adults and kids.
Okay. And as we know, part of the problem here are the parents themselves. And if these kids are lucky enough to have both parents, and they are doing terribly at school, chances are pretty good that they have parents who also didn't do very well at school, maybe dropped out themselves, and there's no level of expectation.
Yeah, you got to raise the expectations, but they also need the resources in order to do it, and that's why the whole community has to come together to surround not only the kids, but the parent or guardian or whoever is responsible.
Okay, give me some examples of what organizations like yours are doing.
Well, what we're doing is getting the already existing organizations, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to Boys and Girls Clubs, to Urban Leagues, to health systems, to get them all to work together to come to the school and create an integrated system of resources to create safe environments for kids in the schools, and also to free the teachers up to be teachers.
Do you think teachers in our current public school system are spending too much time doing things other than teaching class?
Yeah, what happened is schools fell into the vacuum that was created many years ago by the pulling apart of the safety net for children, which had been the extended family and relationship with the faith community. Now the school's being asked to take the responsibilities of being mother, father, sister, brother, social worker, hall guard, everything but teachers. We need to free those teachers up to teach, and we have the resources in the community in place. They're just in the wrong place.
You know, Bill, I get that feeling with schools that are not dropout factories that's occurring. I'm sure you've seen the story out of Maine where they're dispensing birth control at the middle school level or have approved doing that. I mean, that really is the public school system becoming parents.
Yeah, and we need to free them of that. This needs to be a community issue, and the community needs to be at the table bringing its various resources together, and that's why it's called Communities in Schools, is that we're bringing the resources of the community. And a lot of it's volunteers. We're in 3,400 schools across the country, and we have 49,000 volunteers. And this is what's going to make the difference.
Okay, how have you been so successful at recruiting volunteers? Because I get the feeling that volunteerism is not always an easy thing to do. People lead busy lives. It's tough to talk them into spending that kind of time trying to help somebody else out.
Well, I think it's helping them to see very clearly that this is one of the biggest justice issues in America. Not only is it a moral issue that we're losing a third of our kids nationally, but it's also an economic issue. And they realize that unless we roll up our sleeves and get involved, this country's going to become a second-rate country. And so we've had tremendous success in attracting people because we give them a vision of what they can do, and they see the results.
Okay, and then I guess as a final note, that's what I kind of wanted to ask you about, is what have you seen as far as results? Can you give me a turnaround story that might really grab our attention?
Well, actually, I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he's in my book, The Last Dropout. His name's Reginald Beatty. And Reginald was in the very first school we were ever in. We had 100 young people graduate. He was in that graduating class, but when his mentor got a hold of Reggie, he was having trouble staying in school because he wanted to have a gun with him because he needed it in the housing project that he lived in. He got him to give up the gun. He went on and graduated number one in the country in JROTC, went on and graduated college with honors, starting his own mentoring program there, eventually commanded 2,000 troops, and now he's back in Georgia as our chief operating officer for 50 programs in the state of Georgia.
That's terrific. That's a great story. All right, Bill, good to talk to you again. The name of the book is The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep, see you.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you.